I am Pod Vader. I am joined today by my special guest, Mark Morales Smith. He is one of the folks over at ScoutFantasy.com. And as you could tell by the title of this podcast, this will be a weekly thing. This is my update on my matchup in the Blog Talk Radio Expert Fantasy League. And Mark happens to be my first opponent. Mark, how are you today?
Hey, man. How are you? I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to have you here on week one. I don't know how the head of content pulls the guy who's responsible for, or at least his responsibilities are with the site that's hosting this this league, but somehow that happened. You know, I'm looking at your team. I'm looking at my team, and I think you're going down, my friend.
I think you're in a whole lot of trouble. My receivers are about 14 years younger than yours.
I did try and go for the oldest wide receiving crew ever assembled in fantasy football. My main starters are Steve Smith and Andre Johnson. I have Kenny Stills as a third receiver, and I'm playing Eric Decker at my flex.
Kenny Stills throws it off. Well, yeah, you have the advantage of quarterback. I'll give you the quarterback. You have Aaron Rodgers. But Tannehill's going to light up the Redskins. That might be the worst team in football this year. Not that the Bears are much better.
I definitely think the Redskins are pretty low. I'm really down on the 49ers this year. You don't have any 49ers, though, so I'm not that worried.
No, thank God. actually, I like Bolden this year, but that's it. I don't have him.
I mean, that's all they got. Bolden and maybe a reemergence of Vernon Davis. That's really all you can hope for.
I'm stuck with him as a starter in one of my leagues. He's horrible. Ended up with him and Virgil Green in one of my leagues.
Talk to me a little bit about Doug Martin. If I remember correctly, you drafted him pretty late, and there seems to be a little bit of a hype. He could be a sleeper this year.
You know what? I've never loved Doug Martin, but he just fell so far, and he's looked good in preseason again, but he's done that before. So he makes me nervous, but he fell late enough that he's not that big of a risk, and he is a starting running back. So I'm just hoping. And then they're playing the Titans, and the Titans are horrible too. I think they were bottom 10 in both rushing and passing last year in defense. And they didn't get
much
better.
Well, it's not like Tampa Bay's that much better than the Titans.
No, but so everyone wins. I'm not saying the Titans are going to, I'm not saying the Bucks are going to stop the Titans either, but the Titans certainly aren't stopping the Bucks.
That's true.
It's two bad teams.
Which of your running backs did you draft? You've got Lamar Miller, Latavius Murray, and Doug Martin. Those are the three that I can see in your starting lineup. Who did you draft first?
I had the back-to-back pick, so I picked Miller and Murray together. I'm not sure which one I went with. You know, I went Dez and Julio with the first two picks, and then Miller and Murray with the next two picks. I think I went Miller first, then Murray, but, I mean, it's pretty much the same pick.
So is that just desperation at that point? You needed running backs? You went back-to-back running back?
That's pretty much who I wanted to fall to me. I have Latavius Murray in almost every league I'm in, and I'm very high on Lamar Miller this year, especially now that Jay Ajayi he's on IR designated to return. The only backup is Damian Williams there, and he's not, you know, he's okay, but he's an upgrade on Daniel Thomas, I guess, but that's pretty much everybody in the league.
Yeah, I'm never worried about backup running backs taking time away from the starters, especially in a situation like that where it seems pretty obvious Lamar Miller's their really only option at that point. Talk to me about Latavius Murray, though, because you're right. There is a lot of hype in the Raiders this year as possible, you know, sleeper gold. I still look at the Raiders as being the Raiders.
No, I mean, they're always going to still be the Raiders. But, I mean, Murray's been very productive. His only issue is he can't stay healthy. But his size and speed he's athletically a freak. And if you look at it every year, if you take out McFadden and Maurice Jones-Drew, one of their running backs is always productive. It's not like they can't have productive running backs. Marcel Reese does well back there. Latavius Murray did well back there. Rashad Jennings did well back there. It's just they've been handcuffed to Darren McFadden for so long that living off his 2010 breakout season, they've been rolling with him for 4 years and he can't stay healthy and he's done. So I think Murray will do well back there.
Well, I think we've got this pegged. For my team, the only real advantages I have is at quarterback, but that's a good spot to have a true advantage at. And I've got Rob Gronkowski. You're looking at Martellus Bennett. I would probably say we're a push at running back. I'm only going with two. You're going with three. My running backs, Mark Ingram, Matt Forte. We've already mentioned Lamar Miller, Latavius Murray, and Doug Martin. And I would give you definitely the advantage at wide receiver. Your three, Golden Tate, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant. I mean, as much as I love these old guys, I'm keeping up with that trio of wide receivers. I would say your wide receivers is definitely the strength of your team here, for sure.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's why I went back to back wide receivers in the first, second round. So I was surprised. Dez and Julio are both still there.
Kickers, we're going to talk about the kicker matchup. And when it comes to defenses, it's really about the matchups. And you have the Dolphins playing against the Redskins. It's a definite advantage for you. I have the Texans, one of the stronger defenses, at least rankings-wise, going into this season. They are facing the Chiefs. That's a game that I think could go either way. I'll give you the plus side on the defense. So, well, I started off strong here. I might have talked myself out of winning this matchup here.
Well, the thing with the Chiefs, what worries me with the Texans defense this week is the Chiefs don't really take any risks. So they're not likely, unless J.J. Watt's just destroying the quarterback, which is very possible. It's not like Alex Smith is gunning and getting involved in shootouts. He pretty much just dinks and dumps. So there's not a whole lot of opportunity against the Chiefs. They pretty much just run and throw short passes. Where Cousins is going to try to air it out to DeSean Jackson, because that's all they can really do. And with Wake, Sue, and Olivier Vernon coming in on them, I think it's going to be tough. Kirk Cousins has, I think, the worst turnover per play of any active quarterback in the NFL right now.
All right, Mark. Well, if people want to follow you this fantasy season, where should they do it? Because you're one of the few guys that does not have a podcast in our Blog Talk Radio Expert League.
I'll be at Scout Fantasy all year. I pretty much cover the news and I have weekly articles, and you can follow me at CoolCutter21 on Twitter. And I mean, that's pretty much all. And I'm on the forums too at Scout Fantasy.
Excellent. And if you want to follow any of the teams involved in the Fantasy Football League, let me list a few for you right now. You have Matt with Football by Football, Joel Hennard, the Fantasy Insiders, the Sports Gal Pal, Ramona Rice, Gary Davenport of the Fantasy Sharks, Jeff Ratcliffe from PFF Radio, that's Pro Football Focus, in case you don't know, Dennis Farrell, the Fantasy Sideline Show, Ashley Williams from Her Fantasy Football, and of course, John Hansen, Fantasy Guru. So, Mark, thanks for joining me this week, and good luck to you.
All right, thanks for having me, man.